AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. is sending an additional 3,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of some personnel from the embassy in Kabul. The Pentagon says it's a short-term mission only, and that a Taliban offensive, which includes the fall of the city of Kandahar, has the U.N. worried. Stefan Dujarric speaks for the U.N. Secretary General.
The Secretary General is following with deep concern developments in Afghanistan, including the latest fighting in Herat and Kandahar. We're particularly concerned about the shift of fighting to urban areas, with the potential for civilian harm being even greater.
President Biden continues urging healthcare workers and anyone who comes into contact with others to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And he's speaking out against politicians who are standing in the way of rules to have school children wearing face masks.
Trying to turn a public safety measure, that is children wearing masks in school so they can be safe, into a political dispute. And that this isn't about politics. It's about keeping our children safe.
The CDC says the daily average of new cases has increased another 24% to 113,000 new cases a day. The U.S. has become more diverse and more urban over the past decade. The Census Bureau reports the white population has dropped for the first time on record. More from our Ben Thomas.
In California, Hispanics have become the largest racial or ethnic group, growing to 39.4% of the state's population. Still, nationwide, white people remain the most prevalent group.
Britney Spears' father's filed papers saying that he's planning to step down as conservator. Inflation at the wholesale level jumped to higher than expected 1% in July, disappointing hopes for a slowdown in price increases. Stocks ended higher. This is AP News. London's top police official tells the BBC they are reviewing case files but not opening an investigation of Britain's Prince Andrew, who faces sexual assault allegations in a U.S. lawsuit.
This is what we have looked at. Is there evidence of a crime? Are we in the right jurisdiction? Is this the right jurisdiction for this to be dealt with? And is the person against whom the crime is alleged still alive?
Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says that London police already reviewed the case twice before Virginia Jeffrey sued Andrew in a U.S. federal court this week. Months after a blistering investigation found New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, the attorney general concluded that he concealed the true death toll in the state's nursing homes from COVID. Families are now calling for accountability for that, too. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.